Thank you and good morning. The Yurok tribe has already declared the Chinook fishing season a disaster of historic proportion as the count of juvenile salmon reached just 11,000 this year, the lowest number the tribe has recorded in decades. That has led to the cancellation of the tribal commercial fishing season for the second consecutive year, and conditions aren't much better across the state. The Pacific Fisheries Management Council held a meeting yesterday, and commercial salmon fishing north of Point Arena will be restricted. For locals, that means no Chinook fishing until September, with a catch total of just 3,000 fish. Between 2013 and 2015, the commercial Chinook fishing season dropped from a value of about $22 million to about $8 million. The lack of a commercial season has also led the Kurok tribe to restrict the amount of subsistence fishing done on the Klamath River, but that won't stop the annual Yurok Tribal Klamath River cleanup, which is scheduled for Saturday. Volunteers will remove litter and invasive plants from along the river's banks in an effort to improve water quality, prevent contamination, and improve the habitat. A bill introduced by State Senator Richard Lara, a Democrat from Los Angeles, would, if passed, drastically change the date on when California holds its presidential primary. Lara's SB 568 would move the primary up 3 months from June to March, to follow closely on the heels of primaries in New Hampshire and Iowa. Lara said the bill is an effort to lure candidates to the state, and with the state's growing focus on vote by mail, could mean much greater participation at a reduced cost. California actually had a March primary from 1996 through 2008, and turnout for that 08 primary was the highest in decades. It was moved to June, however, to coincide with all the other June primaries as a cost-saving measure. Jordan Christmas has news from Crescent City.
At their meeting on Tuesday, the Crescent City Council made the decision to fire city manager David Vandermark in what was a unanimous vote. Vandermark spent the past 9 months as the city manager, and in a press release, the city council said that immediate work is being done on a transition plan. Mayor Blake Enscore will work with department officials while the search for an interim city manager continues.
Thank you, Jordan. The sheriff's office arrested a 29-year-old Petaluma man following a traffic stop on Sproul Creek Road at Redwood Drive in Garberville early yesterday morning. Deputies contacted Lam Tran, and the strong odor of marijuana came from the vehicle. A search turned up more than 23 pounds of packaged marijuana on the rear passenger seat. Tran claimed to have a medical marijuana recommendation, but that information could not be verified, and he was booked into county jail for possession and possession for sales. And Caltrans has submitted a request to the California Transportation Commission to adopt an amendment to the 2016 State High Operation and Protection Program to provide immediate funding for studies on the last chance grade. The amendment would provide Caltrans with $5 million to begin environmental studies on 7 proposed realignment options for that stretch of roadway. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. He's been working with the interim tag for 2 years, and on Tuesday, the Board of Trustees for the College of the Redwoods removed that label and made Dr. Keith Snow-Flamer the permanent president of the school. Snow-Flamer has a lot on his plate as he takes the reins full-time, including budget cuts from the state and the ongoing work to transfer property in Mendocino County to Mendocino College. During his appearance on Talk Shop on Tuesday, Snow-Flamer said that evaluating programs and curriculum and their cost-effectiveness will play a role, and that those associated with the school will see changes in how the school operates, but not in how its new president operates.
They will see a difference in direction for the college, but in terms of me personally, I'm the same person as I was a year ago as I'm going to be next year. I think what we need is to be stable at the top, and I think now that the board has made this choice, I think that we'll be very stable.
Redwoods has focused on tailoring programs to meet the needs of the local community, and vocational and technical instruction have grown.
But we're not just talking about budget, we're also talking about program. So one of our biggest challenges is how do we take care of the programs we have and prepare for the future? I think that's the conversation that we have to have because our society's changing. The needs of our communities are changing. So CR has to also change to fit those needs.
You can listen to Keith Snow-Flamer talk College of the Redwoods by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.